This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's a quick update on the Russia-Crimea thing. Sanctions? They are still happening. The G8 is now the G7. NATO is peeved. It's all kind of like it used to be back in the day. The Cold War day. It is not, of course, a Cold War again. That stuff is history. It belongs in museums. Which is handy because there is, in fact, a museum right here in Los Angeles dedicated to preserving the artifacts of the Cold War. Justinian Jumpel is the executive director and founder of the Venda Museum. It's technically out in Culver City, California. We went out and took a tour just the other day.
So now we're going to be going to the main archive and vault, and we're going to have a look to see what's in store.
Cool.
All right, you know what this is like? This is like that scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark,
yes,
where you walk in that big warehouse.
That
oh, man.
Love
Are you kidding
scene.
Me?
So this is the largest collection of its kind in the world.
This is cool.
Everything it also smells like a museum.
These are melted down brass bullets that were made by prisoners into shaped into tanks.
No, these tanks? Look at this.
And the tanks were... the prisoners could make some extra money by giving them to state officials as gifts. And this was a hot gift in the East Block.
Wow.
If you really wanted to impress somebody, you melted down brass casings of bullets and gave them as a state gift.
Checkpoint Charlie, son.
Checkpoint Charlie. We have the largest collection in the world of the border guards. And I think a lot of these guys send things because they're still politically sensitive and they're worried about what it might mean if they're sort of outed.
And they're getting them out to safety,
and they're getting them out here. But they don't want to throw them out either because that would be kind of throwing away their entire life's work. So we are the repository. Here's a painting of a red communist star on top of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And the logos. And so you really see this kind of idea of East meets West. And this is how this group of Hungarians were really thinking about what this was all about. That Lenin was just another form of advertisement.
Wow.
And so you get this like really cool movement in the 70s where they're starting to test this out a little bit, seeing how far they can push things.
Whole lot of Lenin busts.
Whole lot of busts. A few years ago, they weren't nearly as at risk as they are now, as we're seeing.
It must be fascinating for you now to be watching the news, surrounded by this stuff every day.
Well, you know, by the time I got into grad school and I left, they changed the name of the department from Russian East European Studies to like Slavic European Studies because there just was no interest anymore. People kept saying, look, the Cold War is over. So we have to rebrand ourselves as something else. But in a way that allowed me to go out there and start this collection because there was nobody else that did it.
And so you could get it on the cheap, basically.
You could get it. Now it's harder, of course, because now the past has become history.
Yeah.
You know? Now people think like, oh, well, we should start to collect this stuff.
Is what's going on over there now going to make it easier for you or harder for you to get stuff from that area and from that region and stuff that matters, you know?
Right. Well, it's always an issue of trying to preserve the important stuff. I mean, we can't save everything, nor should we. But I think it is important to make sure that we know what is out there, what's being affected. Unfortunately, we're too small of a museum to make a difference in terms of opinion.
Well, let me ask you the business model question. How do you scale from here?
That's a good question. Frankly, you know, the business model is really strange for people in the business world because we will spend a huge amount of money to acquire something that's, you know, almost nothing or that people will give to us. But the reality is, because this is a museum that doesn't sell anything, we're not interested in going after the thing that costs a lot of money. We're interested in going after the thing that can make a difference in terms of how we see the past. We will go out and we will invest in getting that no matter what the cost.
Justinian Jumpel, executive director and founder of the Venda Museum. It's artifacts of the Cold War out in Culver City.